making the station open and accessible to the broader community is, it's not a passive exercise. It was an active effort. A lot of people who you want to provide programming, you want to give a voice to, don't necessarily feel comfortable in the environment. It's an active challenge that you have to engage. You had to engage at that time. And I mean, when I was there, it was very, we made some progress. We moved forward a bit, and I think stations are, addressing that. We learn from doing this stuff, and people are addressing it more actively, more effectively now, which I would expect to have happen. One thing that I was interested in was having programming organized in a way that people would know what to expect when they turned on the radio. They would have some sense of what was upcoming, and that ended up being a philosophical debate about whether the nature of your station, whether you want to be surprising and challenging people, and when that challenge is going to take place. Freeform radio versus having block programming, and whether block programming is more associated with public broadcasting and that kind of thing. So for me, I mean, what I remember most is the resources going to spoken word programming to have, regular block of spoken word at noontime and in the evenings from a variety of sources. And that triggered a kind of an involvement and a challenging of things that were happening on campus, things were the administration was involved in terms of policies they had with different funders potentially. So there was an awful lot of interesting stuff that came out of that. The challenge of that is that if you're going to have a spoken word on your station, that's more resource intensive than a lot of programming, the music programming. So how is that? How are you going to find resources for that? How are you going to find revenue to pay for that? And that's ultimately, I think that ultimately became a problem at the station after I left, that you have a sort of stable level of funding from student levy, but if you want to take that step out in the community, how do you find support to do that?